Afternoon, everyone. It's lovely to see you, have you joining with us. We're in the company of great men here today. You'll notice just in the window of the Linen Centre here, the bust of John Wesley, and also a picture of Martin Luther, the German monk who found Jesus Christ as a saviour. You know, this whole town of ours, this whole country, in fact, Europe has a great Christian heritage, especially since Reformation times. Martin Luther, of course, was a German monk who was very earnest and very sincere. One night, as a young man, a godless young man, he was caught in a thunderstorm. And there was a crash of thunder and a flash of lightning, and he feared for his life, and he prayed, as it were, to one of the saints, and he said, "If you get me out of this, I'll give my life to you. I'll give my life to God, and I'll become a monk." And that's exactly what he did. But he found that in becoming a monk and following all of the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church, that there was no real joy, there was no freedom, there was no liberty, there was no assurance, and he found himself in more bondage than ever, trying to keep all of the dictates of Mother Church. He felt if he went to Rome that that would make things better. And so off he went to Rome to try to discover truth there, but found that he just grew worse. And he testified, even in his own life, "I went to Rome with onions and he came back with garlic." And what he meant was, I went there in bitterness of soul, anguish of heart, and whenever I left, I was even worse. So here's a man who's sincerely religious, earnest, honest, open, doing his best, trying with the arm of the flesh and with the works of his hands and the endeavour of his heart to get peace with God, but it's not there. I wonder today, do you have peace with God? Luther was reading the Word of God for himself, and his eyes fell upon those great words that are recorded several times in Scripture. For example, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 11, it says that no man is justified in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. This is the great truth of justification. And justification is absolutely vital. The book of Job asks the question, how shall man be just before God? How can a sinner, someone born in sin, someone who has broken God's law, someone who cannot make up that gap or that deficit, how can a sinner be made just or right before God? Well, the Scripture says it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but it's by faith, simple faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And that's the plain teaching of the Word of God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Justification is the act or the work of God's free grace, wherein he pardoneth all of our sins and accepts us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. And Martin Luther made that discovery just in reading the Word of God. Faith came by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, and he realized that all of my efforts, all of my religion, all of my endeavor, all of the ceremonies that I have gone through, all of my best efforts, it's all worthless. I need the Savior. I need my sins to be forgiven through the blood of Christ. I need to be declared righteous, and I need to receive his righteousness for my own, and that's through faith. And that changed his life forever, and that sparked the great Protestant Reformation. But let me ask you, what about you? Where's your faith in today? What's your faith in today? Is your faith in Jesus Christ and Christ alone, his cross, his work, his person, his blood, his righteousness? If you put your faith and trust in Christ, the Bible says you can be justified, you can be forgiven, you can be declared righteous. In other words, you can be saved. What is faith? Well, a simple acrostic, F-A-I-T-H, forsaking all, I trust him. And that's just what Luther did all of those years ago as a young man. He forsook his sin. He forsook any thought of being able to save himself. He forsook his confidence in Mother Church. And he put all of his faith in Jesus Christ. And he was justified. May it be the same in your life as well.